Okay.
All right, we'll call the regular meeting of the Board of Education to order on Monday, October 20th at 6 p.m. Please rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call. Grandal here. Grazie.
Here.
Hedwald.
Here.
Cherry.
Here.
Hanson.
Here.
Deshane.
Here.
Siebert.
Here.
All right, number four, approval of the agenda.
I make a motion.
Motion by Chris.
Second.
Second by Kim. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number five, consider motion to approve consent agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes, September 22nd, 2025. General fund vouchers, Boyd's 109220, 109549, 109621 for $2,302.81. ACH's 252600044 through 252600064 for $53,480.01. Wire transfers 202500032 through 202500050 for $1,353,803.57. Check numbers 109735 through 109907 for $543,567.41 for a total of $1,948,548.18.
Motion by Loud.
Second.
Seconded by Corey. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. All right, public input. So we all know there have been many issues brought up lately in public input. This has caused a great deal of disruption to our teaching staff and to our students and to our administration. Tonight I'm asking that comments be directed to the board and only to the board and not to our staff or administration. The board policy 0167.3 states that personally directed abusive comments will not be allowed. You will get one warning and then you will be asked to leave. So, public comment.
Still want to go first, Hadley?
Still want to go first?
Still going first.
All right, that a girl. State your name, please.
My name is Hadley Sherman. I'm a senior in high school. And I just wanted to say I am very thankful for the opportunities I have been given by the sports administration here. I have been in cheer, softball, track, and volleyball, and the leadership and team bonding that it has allowed or has given me and taught me, and the opportunities that I have been given from these sports has been very helpful in my being brought up as a person. And I'm just very thankful for all the coaches and all the opportunities I'm given.
Thank you. All right.
Hello, I'm Eva Van Linden. I'm a junior here at Kerbich High School. I have been in cheer, volleyball, and track, and I am very, like obnoxiously grateful for the opportunities I have been given every single one of my sports and the coaches, especially the team environments that I have been a part of and that are cultivated in these teams, and the many friends that I've made as a direct result from being on these teams and sharing a bond with girls that are more like family than friends. Awesome. And that's it.
Thank you. Hey.
Hi, I'm Kira, and I'm one of the six seniors on the Kerbich Cheer team this year. I'm so grateful to be a part of these wonderful sports in Kerbich High School, such as wrestling, cheer, track, softball, and volleyball. I'm glad to be a part of all these amazing sports and get to see all these amazing opportunities that have come to me this year and all the previous years. And I am so grateful to see what sports bring to me for the rest of this year. And I am so grateful for the loving community that we have in all of our sports.
Hi, I'm Kyle Levetka. I'm a senior also. I'm on the cheer team, but I'm also in track, wrestling, and volleyball. So throughout the years, starting with cheer, I've been able to have such a great coach. So grateful for Kelly Stumpers and Charlie Deckman, or Charlie Bowman.
We know who you are.
We've been able to advance to trips all over, like Florida. And then volleyball, this year we're lucky enough to be competing for regionals. For track, I've been able to make it to state the last 2 years. And then for wrestling, sadly, last year was my first year and was cut short from an injury. But I'm just so thankful to have coaches who support me and guide me through all of these high achieving. Like, I'm just so thankful for them and all of the athletics at Kermit.
Jeff, I'm not going to stand up, but I would like to recognize two retired Crivets educators tonight, Frank and Kathy Haney. On Saturday, they were awarded the Lifetime Achievement Award from UW-Stevens Point. Frank began his teaching career in Crivets in 1977 and dedicated over 25 years of service to Crivets High School before retiring in 2003. So, Corey, you know him. During that time, he taught biology, advanced biology, general science, and forestry and conservation. Kathy began her teaching career at Crivets Middle School in 1986 and retired in 2010. In addition to teaching, Kathy was also our camp board director for our unforgettable sixth grade outdoor education camp. For many of her students, that week-long camp was the highlight of their elementary years. It was a place where they learned independence, teamwork, and a deep respect for the environment. Together, Frank and Kathy represent over five decades of excellence in education at Crivets Schools. That level of passion is still on display today as they show their support for the university and Crivets High School. From the very start of their careers, it began with their calling to give back to the university they fell in love with. They have donated time and money to the university and now have a new chemistry and biology building named after them. They have established an endowment fund to keep the labs in this building updated with current technology. And they have also recently established a scholarship fund at Stevens Point, for graduates at Crivets High School. So if you see Frank and Kathy on the street, thank them.
Yeah.
Right. Thank them. Well represented.
I can go next. Justin Pujic, the parent. Many of you have seen the recent statewide investigation report by the Capital Times about sexual misconduct by teachers in Wisconsin. WBAY Green Bay ran a news segment referencing this alarming report of sexual misconduct of many teachers and the failed transparency from the DPI. As part of the WBAY's coverage, they interviewed attorney Jeffrey Lacey from Renning, Lewis, and Lacey Law Firm in Green Bay. This is what Jeffrey had to say about DPI sexual misconduct investigations. Quote, "If there's an allegation of sexual misconduct from a teacher involving a student, that teacher would be immediately removed from the environment. But that's why we do it pending investigation in what's called a paid administrative leave. Because it's a public entity, when we're talking about public school districts, we have to retain their compensation so it's not non-disciplinary," end quote. Now, just so everyone is aware, Jeffrey Lacey is a lawyer from Renning, Lewis, and Lacey, which happens to be our school's law firm. In our district, we currently have a teacher under DPI investigation for sexual misconduct. I believe the school board has heard preliminary results of our school's independent investigation into his sexual misconduct on August 6, 2025 in a special closed session. That's approximately 2.5 months ago. From those who have directly participated in the investigation, we understand that the preliminary findings were very condemning for this individual. I am also aware that multiple examples of sexual misconduct have been provided to the school's independent investigator from multiple credible sources for this singular person. My question becomes, what is the administration's response to parents who might be worried that their child is in close daily contact with a teacher and coach who is under credible sexual misconduct allegations? In addition, AISS tells me that sexual perverted comments to students is considered sexual misconduct, as it involves unwelcome behavior of a sexual nature that can interfere with a student's ability to learn and participate in school activities. Such actions are inappropriate and can violate laws related to sexual harassment in education settings. It cites the U.S. Department of Education as one of its main references. I just want to recap and conclude by saying Jeffrey Lacey, a respected lawyer from the law firm that represents our school, recommends immediately removing the teacher from the environment on paid administrative leave. Thank you for your time.
Jake Roberts. Do I state I'm not a parent, community member? I'm here because a community member reached out and expressed concerns related to the actions of an athletic director at the school. They shared several statements that are extremely inappropriate for a man in a position of leadership to be stating around teenagers of any gender. My goal is not to stand up here and draw conclusions as to why the school board made the decisions that it did, but to allow the school board the opportunity to right the wrong that has seemingly taken place. There's a father of a student who is also a teacher that brought information related to inappropriate conduct of another employee to the board's attention. The result was that the whistleblower of the misconduct was essentially terminated. You can call it a non-renewal of contract, but it was a termination. This board has a duty to the taxpayers, the parents, and its students to seek the truth and hold accountable those that are involved in wrongdoing. Until there's clear change amongst leadership of this school district, how can any parent recommend Cribbets as a school for their children? At a time with no accountability, or seemingly no accountability, there's only a few things that parents can be thankful for, and that's school choice and open enrollment.
Just for the record, I would like to let you know we did a full investigation. We have the results of that investigation. We will be discussing those results. And throwing all these allegations does no good for anybody.
Are the results shared with the community?
Once we see them, we will decide.
Okay, thank you.
So,
Damon Roman, parent. Ladies and gentlemen on board, thank you for the opportunity to address you tonight. I stand here as Melissa involving DPI have shocked the state. Most of us have been here for months and know about these revelations, and they are not new. We have unfortunately seen no progress over these months. Despite many people being afraid of retaliation to participate in the independent investigation, many of us did. What we didn't, but we never got a response after losing tons of work time cooperating with that investigation. We've had absolutely no news. There's been no update given to any of us involved in it or to the public. This is the ultimate disrespect to the people who voted for you. With almost no changes made after the many credible complaints, we were forced to keep our children out of sports this year, first time ever. In fact, many of us parents have heard the schools cracking down on student behavior, while there appears to be no additional crackdown on staff's inappropriate language and behavior. Vindictive and grooming behavior cannot be tolerated in our school district. Every child deserves better, and quite frankly, it's shocking that we have to keep fighting this. I now once again want to ask the board that anyone who has credible allegations or is under investigation should be suspended from coaching. They should not be allowed to return until a thorough investigation is complete. They should not be given additional coaching positions. I do not understand why it's so difficult to get school leadership and the board to treat every code of conduct violation with the same intensity. There is a system of rules for some in our district and not for others. The behavior that's been allowed to go on has to stop. It cannot continue. It's not acceptable for the board to just continue to ignore the public that elected it and to leave our children vulnerable. I want to end with an important clarification. It's been said in school board meetings and in the media that my wife and I had never filed a complaint of retaliation. I sat down with school leadership and both members verified they do have the complaint of retaliation. Just they don't consider it a formal complaint because there's no formal complaint process. One member of leadership went on to say she felt that was possibly part of the problems in the district and that she was looking at starting a formal complaint policy, which I responded I would publicly and enthusiastically support if she did that, if it was transparent, and if there was record keeping that the public could see. Thank you for your time.
Sarah Roman, thank you for all the positive comments that all of you guys have made tonight. I really appreciate hearing that. I am also compelled to express my concern and disappointment regarding the district's failure to address legitimate complaints of inappropriate language and vindictive behavior. Leadership's failure to proactively address these issues has resulted in a missed opportunity to unify the school community. Despite the numerous solutions proposed to the board, the district's problems to address them, we have encountered resistance rather than collaboration. I implore the board to fulfill its elected duty and demand that leadership implement these necessary reforms. Every child in our district deserves protection and equal access. The board cannot afford to ignore these pressing issues, which we can readily reform. Let us unite the community. Had leadership adhered to the handbook, these issues would not have arisen. We must assure that any coach or school official under investigation is suspended until the investigation is completed. This ensures that they do not continue to have access to our children or hold a leadership position until they are cleared. By having a clear policy in place, we can reassure parents and students that such behavior will not be tolerated. We can do better. This behavior does not represent the majority of our district's employees. The community was shocked and horrified upon learning of the unacceptable behavior in our classrooms. Now it is time for reform. Let us not lag behind the rest of the state. Our children deserve and demand better. I appreciate your time and consideration. To those board members who have been advocating for change, I express my gratitude and urge you to continue your efforts. Thank you.
Anyone else? All right, moving on. Correspondence recognition.
I have none.
All right, number eight, reports. Committee reports, building grounds, transportation, and technology.
Oh, yes. We had our meeting tonight to discuss the elementary and the high school renovation bids. And as far as the high school renovation bids go, we kind of are going to recommend C.D. Smith's recommendations. And same thing with the elementary school, as we're going to go with C.D. Smith's recommendations.
So we don't need to do them individually. We can do one at a time. Okay.
And as far as timber sales, we recommend commercial easy.
Questions? All right. Administrative reports, Mrs. Robinson.
All right. A bill is now on Governor Evers' desk to ban cell phones in schools. A bipartisan bill passed by both the Assembly and State Senate, if signed by the governor, will require school boards to create policies to ban student cell phone use in classrooms by July. Exceptions can be made for emergencies or to support students' mental health. Our district currently has procedures in the student handbooks, but this bill will require the board to implement policy, which then can only be changed or adjusted by the board. And my second one is, as I reported in July and noted in the tax levy, our state aid has been reduced by 25%. This is based on our land value in the district versus our enrollment. We have a high land value and are a rural school. Our funding is not cut. It's just that a larger percent of our revenue will come from local taxes and less from the state. On tax bills, it will most likely show an increase on the school section, but this is only due to the larger part of the property taxes going to the school, not that we are actually taxing at a higher rate. So again, just the equation and more of the tax bills will come to the school versus to others, so it will show, like it always shows, like the increase up or down. It'll look like we raise taxes again, but it really is just more
that
of
means
your
don't
money.
Answer your phone.
Yeah. It just means more of it comes. It's not cutting funding and we're not raising taxes. It's just the equation. A higher percentage of that actual tax bill comes straight to the district from our taxpayers.
Okay, you might as well just go right into the middle
school. I got all of them. I got all of them tonight. So, middle high school report. Congratulations to September's Students of the Month, Macy DeSchmidt, Caleb Tchaikovsky, Annika Meyer, Hattie Freivalt, Jacob DeTemple, and Jaden Butchberger. September's Lunch Bunch are Donnie Brandall, Marley Myers, Nathaniel Morris, Marceline Aguilar Anderson, and Brenna Brand. They will enjoy a cousin's lunch with me and Mr. Gracie tomorrow. This past Friday was the end of first quarter. Grades are due Wednesday evening, and report cards will be worked on starting Thursday to get those out to parents as quickly as possible. I'll also be looking at our GPA incentive for juniors and seniors who can leave during flex. Those will get adjusted and started again on Monday. Mrs. Pluker is working with our National Honor Society students again, as we have been without an advisor. NHS is holding a blood drive in the middle high school gym on Thursday, November 6th from 9 to 2. Hopefully that induction ceremony will be coming. I mean, we're just getting started on getting going with National Honor Society, but that will be coming shortly, hopefully.
All right, moving on to...
and elementary school. Once again, we would like to extend a thank you to the Cruvitz Area Women's Club for their generosity. On October 2nd, every student from 4K through 4th grade got to pick out a free book to take home and enjoy. The excitement on our students' faces was priceless as they chose their very own books. We are grateful for these wonderful community partners who help inspire a love of reading in our students. During the week of October 6th, Cruvitz Elementary students celebrated Fire Safety Week with the help of our Cruvitz Fire Department. Younger students enjoyed a fun fire prevention presentation at school, while older students got to visit the fire station. A big thank you to Cruvitz Fire Chief Bonikowski and the rest of the fire department for teaching our students about fire safety in such an engaging way. On Wednesday, October 15th, our fifth graders attended a kindness retreat. It was a high-energy, interactive experience put on by Youth Frontiers with the assistance of our elementary school counselor and fifth-grade teachers. The students focused on creating a more positive school community through a variety of activities that enhance self-confidence, empathy, and connectedness. It's a long word. We are excited to recognize and honor our exceptional staff member of the month for the month of September, Administrative Assistant Colleen Zeitler. Mrs. Zeitler is an all-around rock star who brings positivity, humor, and dedication to our school every single day. She keeps everything running smoothly, supports both staff and students, and always goes above and beyond to make our school the best it can be. Mrs. Z truly does it all and makes it look easy. We are grateful for everything she does. I'm done.
Mr. White.
I thought Mrs. Robinson was going to be uniform.
We're kind of tired of listening.
Yeah.
The long-awaited installation of our new lighted flagpole was like 16 weeks, I think, something like that, 20 weeks. At the elementary school, has been successfully completed. After a delay in delivery, the flagpole arrived and was officially installed on October 6th. We plan to have the old flagpole removed by our maintenance staff this coming Wednesday. I am pleased to report that Stephen Allard and Austin Doyen, who contributed valuable support to the maintenance department over the summer months, continue to assist us during the school year. Their involvement is part of the School to Work program, which offers students practical hands-on experience while supporting our day-to-day operations. Their ongoing help has been a welcome asset to our team. I would also like to formally acknowledge and express appreciation for the efforts of our substitute custodial and maintenance staff. Aaron Patefield, Joe Hansen, and Christina LaFave have each stepped in to cover extended custodial and maintenance staff absences. Their dedication and reliability have helped ensure continuity of service and the ongoing upkeep of our facilities during this period. And lastly, last week on Thursday and Friday, I conducted interviews with four applicants for the recently vacated maintenance position. We have chosen a candidate, and the hiring recommendation will be made later in the meeting. And I also want to thank former maintenance person Tim Corrigan for his years of service and wish him all the success in his new endeavor.
All right, thank you, Mr. Schramm.
All right, good evening. I recently completed a migration of our cybersecurity software platform for computing endpoints such as desktops, laptops, and servers. The migration was necessary to take advantage of substantial cost savings, as we can now purchase the software as part of the CISA consortium. As the software module we use to track the assignment of Chromebooks, chargers, cases, and other technology equipment will not be available in the new Skyridge software platform, I've begun the transition process for that project. After attending meetings and webinars to demo replacement products, I've narrowed the selection down to one vendor. I'm currently awaiting a response from the company so we can start developing an implementation timeline and schedule, as the migration will be a long-term process. And finally, on October 7th, I, along with the administrative assistants, school counselors, and special ed director, attended an internal WISE data meeting to review and discuss outstanding warnings and errors for the 2024-25 and 2025-26 school years. In short, WISE data is the DPI's electronic record system used to submit and collect student data from school districts. As a result of the meeting, I'm happy to report that we are down to one sole remaining warning for 2024-25. The 2025-26 year has a small number of errors that we cannot yet resolve as we are waiting for our student information system to configure its software to begin sending data for DPI's new requirements. We're planning to have at least two of these meetings annually to ensure the data we send to DPI is as accurate as possible moving forward. And that is all I have.
Thank you. Mrs. Pape.
Here I am. Hello, everyone. Community Ed had another busy month. I'm happy to say we had a very successful craft show on September 27th. We rented a total of 86 spots. Many vendors said they sold more than they were expecting. We collected 1,500 pounds of food and $740 in cash donations for the food pantry. Youth football ran the concessions and raised $533. The Krivitz Business Association and I will collaborate efforts for next year's event. As you know, we are setting up new classes on a regular basis. I started using online registration forms with QR codes and plan to have a way for them to also pay online once some new systems are in place. I am also working on enhancing the Community Ed Department section of our school's website where people can go to access all of our classes, including a calendar showing when they all are. Also, I plan to have a CW store up and running by Christmas. The intent is to use local vendors and sell mostly Krivitz Wolverine clothing with a few other items like water bottles, keychains, and stadium chairs. This will be a grab-and-go type store with inventory on hand. It will be open the hours that I am at school and hope to set up a table at some of our home games. We did get the survey results back from the elderly that frequent the Marinette County Elderly Services Center, and we are right on track in providing what they are looking for. Olivia Cherry and I will be working together to put together some events for our elderly. I'm excited to say the interest in Community Ed has been really good, along with a variety of make and take type art project classes. We will be having CPR, guitar lessons, sewing, canning, cooking, line dancing, and some trigger point therapy sessions. They're all in the works. I continue to network in our community and other Community Ed programs to line up new classes and events. Thank you for your support.
Thank you. All right, number nine, information discussion, a 2025-2026 tax levy.
The annual property valuations are complete in the third Friday student count, and its impact on the district's revenue limit is set. As a result, the district's tax levy can be set. The 2025-2026 tax levy is in the amount of $9,824,714. That information with the budget, the revenue limit, and the township levy amounts are included in your packet. I don't know, Sarah, if you want to go over any other details of it, but it's all in there.
I don't really have anything, so we kind of said everything, so if there's any questions.
Yeah, I don't, for new board members on the revenue limit worksheet, this worksheet is from DPI. And some of it's auto-populated. If you look at like line two and line six with summer school and stuff, that's a three-year rolling average that they use for enrollments. So like if you have a dip or a real spike in enrollment, they don't just take what yours is this time. It's a three-year rolling average. Summer school counts in with the third Friday count. And so that's why it's beneficial to have a strong summer school program, because you get a percent, like per student that attends, you get a percent of what the revenue is per child. So like you can see on there, there's like 15, 16, 7. So the higher numbers, obviously it creates more revenue for the district. Obviously summer school does cost us, but the more kids that we get attend, it basically counts like we have more students in the seat on third Friday. Yeah, I don't know. If there's any other questions or anything on that. Most of that's pre-populated and then goes off of the student count, the pupil count. So,
questions? All right, right, B, 2025-2026 budget revisions.
Sarah Jones has in your packets the budget revision. It was talked about during the Finance Committee meeting. This again is a estimate of what's going to be spent. We do our best to estimate on the high end and then come in low. We did that last year. That's the general. But the revenues are much more accurate now that we have the levy, whereas we have to set this budget in August and we don't have the actual levy, this pupil count, all of that. So it's a little bit more accurate, but again, we do try to overestimate our expenditures and come in lower. So
questions?
Again, Sarah, I don't know if you have anything else to add to that.
You did a fine job.
I try.
All right. Review high school renovation and addition bids.
Yep. And the bid tabs are in your packet. For the high school one, again, we have Mitch and Nick from C.D. Smith here. Can definitely answer any questions. A majority of the bids are recommended to award to the lowest bidder. There are a couple situations where that is not the case, either incomplete bid, you know, not incomplete scope. There's a couple where we've worked with companies that we've had some issues with. So if it's it was a small gap to the second lowest bid, we'll just do that. But I don't know if anyone has questions. We also have a couple of local bidders in there that are getting awards. So that's exciting for our local economy too. I don't know if you guys, again, want to let, I'm going to be out of a voice pretty
process,
soon, but
in the summer as well, just
yeah.
Kind of
yep.
Our background of what we do and getting numbers from subcontractors and validating those numbers, asking questions, and making sure that when we show up to start digging, we have everything we need to give the district a great finished product and come in on, hopefully, before schedule and under budget.
I guess that's one thing that we didn't discuss during the committee meeting is just that the budget that we had set forth, like coming from Bray and then it gets transferred over to C.D. Smith, and then looking now that bids actually come in, that's when it gets real. Like, are we on target with that budget? And I don't know if you want to speak to that a little bit, like just overall where we sit, where it looks
yeah.
like with the budget. That's how, yeah, that's Mitch.
Yeah, so overall, if we bid both jobs, there are some numbers higher, some lower, but at the end of the day, when we take the summer work that we completed at the elementary school, the high school addition and renovation, and then the elementary school renovation, we are roughly $200,000 under budget on the $29 million referendum. That number does include a 6% contingency for unknowns at the elementary school and a 5% contingency at the high school.
So it's coming in, right? And so that's where in this, there are some ones that it's noted that it was like an alternate. That's where that comes in. It was one of those, like, it would be nice if we have extra room in the budget, we can do it. If we don't, we won't, kind of thing. So some of those alternates we put out to bid, you know, like we can actually accept those bids because the budget is looking good. So
questions? No? All right. Review elementary school renovation bids.
You know, same thing, same process again. Most of the recommend to award are the lowest bidder, but not all of them. Some of them were incomplete scopes, were the lowest, so those are not recommended. And then there's some that we have previous relationships with. Integrated Automation is one of them. I don't, they're on there if you guys have any questions, but, both C.D. Smith, Tom, and I think are comfortable with those recommendations. So when it comes time to make the motion, unless somebody wants to do something different, you can make a motion to accept the recommended, bids, as recommended by C.D. Smith in the bid tab. And it is broken down separate for high school and elementary school. So it will be two separate, but it doesn't have to be a separate motion for each of those scopes.
Questions? All right. E, review timber sale bids.
All right. In your packet is a bid tab for the timber sales. So That is a school forest number 2 is out by the Van Beek subdivision off of W, kind of W in Parkway. It's an 80-acre school forest, but about 40 acres of it is heavily wooded, especially in red pine, which is really high right now. So we were actually, and I've talked about this in the past a couple of times, I was reached out to by a DNR agent who's from Cribbets, who worked on it last time. He's actually not in charge of Marinette County, but knows the district and knows our school forest and worked on our school forest plan about 15 years ago, and said we're ready to go and it will be a good amount of revenue for us. So him and a colleague went out to the school forest and marked the trees for the select cutting, gave us an approximate amount of tonnage from that, from what will be cut, and we put that out to bid. And again, in the bid tab in your board packets, you can see the highest bid is Marshall Giese, and it's looking at about $40,000 in revenue for the district. The contracts for that logging is generally gives the logger about 2 years to complete the work. So it's not like going to be in our bank account tomorrow, but they do, and it is also an estimate. So they give us a price per ton, per type of wood. And then once they cut it and get it on logging trucks, they get weighed, and then they turn in those slips to prove the amount of tonnage and prove how much they owe us in revenue from that. So it's a process, but it's a start to the process. One thing, Tom, I didn't mention during the committee meeting, but we also talked with the DNR about doing this in other school forests, because again, this has not been done for a good 15 years or so on any of the school forests. So this was the one that was in the greatest need and had the highest revenue from it, but there's some other properties. So as this gets underway and we get that under contract and move on, we'll probably be looking at, there's a couple out in Loomis that he said would be the next ones to do. So it'll be a process. However, for this one, he did a lot of the legwork for us, whereas in the future, we will have to hire someone to do it. He did it to get us going, and now Tom and I have that under our belts, but where he was marking the trees, we have to hire a forester for, which isn't super expensive. It doesn't take a lot out of it, but it will take some. So,
questions? Nobody? All right. F, 2027 United Kingdom trip.
All right, Mrs. Stillings is here to talk about this proposed trip.
Yeah, so I'm Dana Stillings, a teacher here at the high school. We tried to plan a trip to Mexico for the 2025 summer, and that didn't really go as planned. It was a very low interest. We only had 4 confirmed people sign up, and the tour company that we were using was rather small, so we had to cancel because we needed 20 people to sign up. Moving forward, we'd like to stay on the every other year timeline so it offsets with the van trips. And with that extra time, I am proposing a trip to the UK. So in your board packets, I included like a very brief itinerary and then a detailed itinerary. And then the company that we're going to be using is the one that we've used back in 2017. And then I think it was whatever the last Europe trip was before that. I don't remember. But it's a bigger company, so we can have a small group. We can get paired up with other student groups from the United States, so we can make all of the like group rates applicable to our students. It is a little bit pricier, but the company now offers fundraising pages for the students that would be signing up. So it takes the product selling out of the equation and like cuts out the middleman entirely, and the money just directly goes to the students and paying for their trip. In anticipation of any questions that I've already gotten, we would be looking at students 9 through 11, the school year of 2026 through 2027.
So turn right back around, girls.
Did you have
sorry.
Because senior year is
seniors that have already graduated get sassy. We would also open it up to middle school students, you know, on a very limited basis, or maybe if their parent would want to also be a chaperone.
But it is open to all high school students at those grades.
They don't have to be in Spanish.
They don't have to be in a senior class.
Be in Spanish. We're trying to kind of reach out beyond the Spanish-speaking opportunities. I mean, not that they're off the table for the future, but we just know the value of travel, and it doesn't matter where we go. We see the value and what it's going to bring into their education when they come back.
And just providing the opportunities for those students to see different, and I've couple people who have asked me, I mean, we offer like a world cultures class and stuff like that, but again, I just see that value in that and just experiencing getting out of, you know, some of the local place to adventure out in a safe environment in a, you know, so.
Yeah, so if you have any questions, I did put all of the company's policies in your packet, so you can see that they're, I don't know, I think that there's just a lot more to be said with working with, number one, someone that we've already worked with, and then also someone like the size of the company is just so much greater. We can have a small group and we can still make this work, so our students will have the opportunity.
Would this be a summer trip?
It would be a summer trip.
Yep. It says in here,
June 7th to the 21st.
Sorry, I didn't read
of
that
2027.
Sorry.
Yeah, I was
going
to say. As many as we can.
Say that again?
As many chaperones.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll be...
chaperone?
Oh, boy.
That doesn't work that way.
I think we have an age limit on that.
Yeah. We are
both chaperones.
Uh-huh. So, depending on your decision tonight, I will start putting some posters around for a parent meeting. I'll start putting things up around the school and get some of the information out to the students in my classes and other classroom teachers, and just start that whole process.
Awesome. Any other questions?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you. Quiz Bowl tournament.
Quiz Bowl team would like to attend a tournament at Michigan Tech University on November 1st. It's an out-of-state trip, but not an overnight trip.
I think we approve this one every year, don't we?
Yep, sure do.
Questions? All right, HWACPC cheer conference trip.
All right, Kelly Sumbris is here to discuss and seek board approval for an overnight cheer trip to attend. I put the competition, but it's actually a conference.
It is. I'm here to request approval for an overnight stay and for the high school cheer team to attend the WACPC conference at the Wilderness Glacier Canyon Lodge. We would leave after fourth hour on Friday, November 14th, we would stay the nights of the 14th and the 15th. Charlie Bolvin is part of the WACPC, and because of a resignation, she ended up being the co-chair of the conference. So I'm very excited to go there and support her and support the WACPC. There's going to be top instructors in the nation, and one in particular that is teaching kind of a new stunting technique, teaching a couple different classes on different skill levels. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Okay. Questions for Kelly? All right, iSkills USA trips.
Mr. Russell is asking for approval for one
well traveled school.
Yeah, yeah, right. One overnight trip for a district leadership conference. The conference is November 16th and 17th. Students will stay over in Stevens Point Sunday the 16th, miss school Monday, November 17th, and return Monday evening. I miss anything on that?
Nope.
Cool.
Questions? Okay. All right. Jay, appoint delegate and alternate to WASB convention.
This year's WASB convention will be held January 21st through the 23rd in Milwaukee as usual. And we do need to appoint, not that I'm looking at you, Chris, but need to appoint a delegate and alternate for that for the assembly there, where the WASB yep. does conducts their business.
Chris, you want to do it again?
Sure.
Perfect. Well, you want to be alternate again?
Considering sure. going, so that I can kind of have a head count to.
Anyone else planning on going?
Bios. I'm gonna go.
Are you going?
Sunny's gonna try.
No for Caitlin. Is that a no? Okay.
Good, you're going. No more babies.
No. All right, 10 items scheduled for action. A resignation.
Just a minute. Did you appoint an alternate?
I said last.
Well, I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
Being alternate? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Get it right around you, Chris. All right, items okay. scheduled for action. A resignations. Number one, maintenance employee.
Maintenance employee Tim Corrigan has tendered his resignation.
I make a motion to
motion
accept
by Chris.
It.
I'll second.
Who seconded it?
Me.
Seconded by Kim. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number two, JB.
Yeah. Scott, can you open that door for me, please? We have to keep it open. I'm sorry. Oh, thank you. Sorry I didn't see you there, Jeff. I couldn't.
We'll just talk louder. JV boys basketball coach.
JV basketball coach Arlen Grandaw has submitted his letter of retirement.
I make a motion. Go ahead.
Okay.
Motion by Kim.
Second.
Seconded by Corey. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? I abstain. Motion carried. B, appointments. Number one, maintenance employee.
Tom conducted interviews, as he mentioned, and he is bringing forward Aaron Patefield for recommended for approval for the maintenance employee position.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Lyle.
I'll second.
Seconded by Caitlin. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried.
Nick, we can skip IT, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Skip it. Number three, short-term substitute teachers.
Chad Brownell and Tyler Woodkey are recommended for approval as short-term substitute teachers.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Kim.
Excuse me.
Second.
Seconded by Corey. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number four, volunteers and chaperones.
List of volunteers and chaperones is included in your packet. You can choose to approve them individually or as a whole list.
I make a motion to approve the whole list of chaperones.
Thank you.
Motion by Chris.
Second.
Seconded by Corey. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. C, certify 2025-2026 tax levy.
Board is asked to certify the 2025-2026, that's a typo, tax levy in the amount of $9,824,714.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Lyle.
I'll second.
Seconded by Caitlin. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. D, 2025-2026 budget revision.
Board is asked to approve the budget revisions as presented earlier in the meeting.
Make a motion.
Motion by Chris.
Second.
Seconded by Corey. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. E, high school renovation and addition bid.
The board is asked to approve bids for each of the categories in the bid tab sheet. Again, it can be done as separate motions or one motion with the recommendation of, or with accepting the recommendations on the bid tab sheet.
I'll make a motion to accept C.D. Smith's recommendations.
I'll second.
Motion by Sunny, seconded by Kim. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. F, elementary school renovation bid.
The board is asked to approve a bid at each category in the bid tab sheet. It can be done in the same way as the high school.
I'll make a motion to accept the elementary school renovations per C.D. Smith renovations.
recommendation. Motion by Sunny.
I'll second.
Seconded by Caitlin. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. G, timber sale bid.
The board is asked to approve a bid for the timber sale.
I'll make a motion.
To accept the
recommended bid. Thank you.
Okay. Marshall Geezy for $40,270.50.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Caitlin.
Second.
Seconded by Sunny. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. H, 2027 United Kingdom trip.
Board is asked to approve the 2027 United Kingdom trip presented earlier in the meeting.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Kim.
I'll second.
Seconded by Caitlin. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. I, Quiz Bowl trip, tournament.
Board is asked to approve the Quiz Bowl out-of-state trip presented earlier in the meeting.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Lyle.
Second.
Seconded by Chris. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. J, WACPC cheer conference trip.
Board is asked to approve the cheer trip presented earlier in the meeting.
I'll make a motion.
Motion
second.
By Caitlin.
Kim seconded.
Seconded by Kim. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Okay, Skills USA trips.
There was a miscommunication at first, and we put it as trips.
It's a trip.
And it's just a one. There are other trips, but none of them need to be board approved. They're not out of state or overnight. So the board is asked to approve the Skills USA overnight trip that was presented earlier in the meeting.
I'll make that motion.
Kim. Motion by Kim.
Second.
Seconded by Corey. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. L, appoint delegate and alternate to WASB convention.
I'll make a motion to appoint Chris and Lyle as delegates for the WASB convention.
Motion by Caitlin.
I'll second.
Seconded by Kim. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions?
Me.
I don't think they need to abstain.
I don't think so.
No, there's no monetary.
Oh, okay.
No. Okay.
They can vote for themselves too.
All right, motion carried.
So was it a 7-0 then?
Yeah.
Yes. Spring 2026 Start College Now Dual Enrollment Early College Credit Program classes.
Board is asked to approve all those. Start College Now Dual Enrollment Early College Credit classes. The information sheet noting the classes is included in your packet.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Lyle.
I'll
Whoa. Somebody second it.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Kim. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. All right. Have a seat. I got a lot of reading to do. All right. Recess to closed session as provided by State Statute 19.85(1)(f)(g), considering financial, medical, social, or personal histories or disciplinary data of specific persons, preliminary consideration of specific personnel problems, or the investigation of charges against specific persons, except where paragraph B applies, which, if discussed in public, would be likely to have a substantial adverse effect upon the reputation of any person referred to in such histories or data or involved in such problems or investigations, a middle school, high school principal. Considering financial, medical, social, or personal histories or disciplinary data of specific persons, preliminary consideration of specific personnel problems, or the investigation of charges against specific persons, except where paragraph B applies, which, if discussed in public, would be likely to have a substantial adverse effect upon the reputation of any person referred to in such histories or data or involved in such problems or investigation. B, employee DPI investigation. Conferring with legal counsel for the governmental body who is rendering oral or written advice concerning strategy to be adopted by the body with respect to litigation in which it is or is likely to become involved. See it, discrimination complaint. Conferring with legal counsel for the governmental body who is rendering oral or written advice concerning strategy to be adopted by the body with respect to litigation in which it is or is likely to become involved. D, insurance injury claim. I need a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Sunny.
Second.
Seconded by Corey.
Grandaugh?
Yes.
Gracie?
Yes.
Heidi Wald, yes. Cherry?
Yes.
Hampson?
Yes.
DeShane?
Yes.
Siebert?
Yes.
All right, we are in closed session at 6:56 p.m. Closed session at 8:13. No action was taken in closed session. I need a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Sunny.
Second.
Seconded by Corey. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Stank of, Okay, motion carried.
7-0. Okay.
We're adjourned at 8:14.